All right, so here we go. I will be playing, as I promised earlier, more of that. I'll let that play longer at the very end of the day's program. But looking again now at this whole issue of the adult brain versus the toddler brain, the adult brain helping us feel valued, the toddler brain that's in the adult, we're not talking about the four-year-old child. We're talking about the 44-year-old child whose brain works like a toddler's brain, feeling devalued because we're not able to control someone else. Again, able to value. Generally speaking, the more we value other people, animals, and things, the stronger self-value grows. Flip it, and it works like this. The more we devalue even our environment, the lower self-value sinks, making toddler brain coping mechanisms seem necessary. So what are some of the results, some of the consequences of letting that toddler brain remain in the driver's seat? And we devalue others, and as a result, even if we don't realize it, feel devalued ourselves. Well, some of the results are chronic resentment. We're constantly feeling devalued, and very often, you know what happens? A lot of people blame everyone else for the stuff that goes wrong in their lives, and they become very, very resentful as a result. We got to get our thinking right so that we really understand what's going on, so that we have a better chance of making the necessary improvements, the necessary corrections. When we don't, those results of using that toddler brain kick in, chronic resentment, anger. Some people respond by abusing substances. Some people exhibit impulsive behavior or abuse of others. These are all self-destructive signs of low self-value. Isn't it interesting that the narcissist is constantly working to destroy other people, especially those closest to them? The narcissist, if they're in an intimate relationship, whether it's with a boyfriend, a fiance, a wife, that narcissist is often going to choose that intimate partner to abuse, whether emotionally, socially, you name it, physically. Sometimes they will choose a child or more than one child to abuse, to misuse, to devalue. Sometimes they'll do it that they'll be like that towards coworkers. And those are usually their top three choices: an intimate partner, child, coworkers. But the worse they treat other people, the worse they feel about themselves, and the worse, the lower they value themselves. Even though it seems like they have a very high value of themselves, they really don't. A radical approach to self-value makes those maladaptive ego defenses like resentment, anger, substance abuse, etc., unnecessary. All right. When we come back to this topic next week, we're going to look at some issues pertaining to soaring above, like physical well-being, emotional well-being, and more. So in the meantime, I really want you to spend some time thinking about that over the next few days. How you can examine yourself honestly, whether you are narcissistic or not. See how much value you place on valuing other people. And where we can do better, let's do better. And allow some of life's best moments to come through each one of us. Till next time.